Welcome to Harvest World Assembly, where the word comes like fresh bread from the ovens of heaven. And as you listen to God's servant, Pastor Gwenga Shafe, keep these words as they purify you in this journey of destiny.
I need to just find one or two people. And some, it may be the unlikely person. But I've stayed long enough to know, that it's not the way the man speaking looks like that determines the weight or the impact of the prophecy. These are your flourish, you know. And flourishing starts first spiritually in your walk with God. And when your relationship with God is what is the foundation of your prosperity, nobody can touch it. The will of God is already blessed. The will of God for you is already blessed. So what you need to do, just find what the will is. What is Baba's intention for you? I hope you know that as you are planning, God is planning, Satan is planning. So it is careless to assume that simply because Jesus died for you to save your soul, Satan will not continue to try to derail you. Do you understand what I'm saying? Just because Jesus has done it. So why is Satan not retired? Because Satan does not believe there's nobody he cannot get. You are the one who believes the matter is settled. Satan is not convinced. So today I was going to start something new, but I realized there are some areas in our message I have not touched. So we are going to start from Genesis chapter 2. The series we started on wisdom and wealth, what was the last part? Part 10. Part 6. Some people are already in part 10. Even the pastor has not got into part 10. Were we blessed in the first service? Yes. The truth of the matter is that a lot of people don't look like they are testimonies. And I like that kind of life where people can just walk over you. They won't even know who they are until they later learn. But it will be too late. I prefer when people just look at me and then later they not add, that's so person. But until late, you know, you can't. If you try to be nice to me now, I remember I was speaking to a brother who was having a marital crisis. And the wife really looked down on him a lot. Because the wife had a lot of money and he did not have a lot of money. So one day they had a disagreement and the wife was like, you have nothing, you are nothing to me. I wish I did not marry you. And then my friend wondered and he told me, so what if I become rich today? And then her attitude changes. Am I still supposed to stay with her? Because now it's clear that the attitude has changed because things are now better for me. I told him, I said, that's your problem. I'm not the Alpha and Omega. You know where you met each other before you married. I don't claim to know everything. If you, now that your situation is like this, go and pray. That's the only thing I'll tell you. But whether you should stay with her or not, the Lord told me to bless, not separate. Anyway, they are divorced today. Of course, me, I knew they would be divorced, but I wasn't sent. That's not my job. My job is to bless. But me, I knew. So, but they are happily separate now. Hallelujah. Genesis 2, let's read from verse 4 to verse 7. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth. When they were created, In the day that the Lord God made the earth and the heavens. Please consider that the word heavens is in plural. Next verse. And every plant of the field before it was. He said, these are the generations. Please pay attention. I want to show you something here. Because I want you to see the source of every miracle you are going to get today. Say amen. Amen. These are the generations. The word generation there is like, this is the lineage. Huh? You know what the word generation is? Lineage. You, your father, grandfather, great, your forefathers. These are the generations of the heavens and of the earth. When they were created, that means there was a time this heaven and this earth were not in existence. The fact that we can see these elements and relate to them and even point to the blue skies. You know, I was traveling with Pastor Charles recently, and when we got to 21,000 feet above sea level, I told Charles, let's pray from here. I said, you see that the prayer is different. You know, when I was going to Ethiopia, I noticed that it was raining under us, but there was no rain where we, oh God. Like we look, you just look out of the window, beneath us was dark clouds. Above us, nothing was happening. Experiencing heaven, but from different levels. That's what I'm talking about, flourishing here. The same earth. Different altitude, different experience. It has nothing to do with the economy. Yes. It's where you are operating from.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Nothing to do with the national. It has nothing to do with it. That is not everybody. Oh my God. Oh my God. The scripture says, the Lord God delights in the prosperity of his servants. That when God sees his children doing well, he's excited. Where do you think Satan got the idea of blessing is those who are loyal to him from? God is a big spender. The moment you convince yourself God is not a Nigerian, your breakthrough has started. That everything God wants to do, oh, lakine masuta. Give me, I will come back to the scripture. Where is that scripture? Deuteronomy 8. That talks, 8:18, I think.
Yes, sir.
I want to show you something. Why God wants you to be wealthy. Quickly, Deuteronomy 8:18. Look at your screen. But thou shalt remember the Lord your God, for it is God that gives you the power to get wealth. Now, excuse me, there is nothing the Lord will do without an intention. The reason why God is giving you wealth, and please, there's a difference between wealth and riches, but God promises you both. I say God promises you both. The will of God is the seat of your blessing. The will of God is where your blessings are located. You cannot be emotional and know the will of God. You can never be emotional. The moment you like a lady, you can't hear God again. Yes. Just marry her. But as per whether that is God's will, go sure for her. It's not sure. You must learn to train your emotions to be a slave of your spirit. The moment you notice your mind is everywhere, withdraw. There is a place in Habakkuk that is called my watchtower. Huh? My towers is your own. That is where God always meets with you. There is that place. It could be your room. It could be a particular time. Are you with me? It could be a particular time. It could be 12 midnight. But that moment, the heavens have registered that time to when you normally come. And they know you will come. Look at this scripture. The scripture here establishes that the reason why God gives us the power to get wealth is not for us. It is to establish covenant. God does not bless you for you. He blesses you for him.
I need to catch this one. If not, you will keep laboring and running up and down, and you are saying kirakita odola. You will keep running up and down, trying to make several ends meet. I said to you, the Spirit of Lord says, the reason why He blesses you is to establish, give me that scripture, a covenant that is swore to your father. This matter didn't start with you. And that's why there's so much warfare around your life. Because this devil is an old serpent. He was there from the beginning. He knew the promise God made to one of your forefathers. He knew that the devil knows that we are children of Abraham by faith. And the scripture tells us clearly Abraham was rich in sheep, in gold and silver. Go and calculate that one. He's not only in sheep. Do you know what it means to be rich in gold? In those days, they have boxes. Boxes upon, like chests, war chests. They store gold, raw gold. So if it's not in your father, if poverty is not in your father, it shouldn't be in you. And I'm not talking about the wealth that you inherited from your father. I'm talking about the wealth that is covenant-based. Something that can be transferred from Abraham to Isaac, from Isaac to Jacob. That all they need to do is to maintain the terms of the covenant. All they need to do is to maintain the terms of the covenant. All you need to do. By the time you are going, you are leaving this earth, you call your son and you say, come here. Do you know how we got here? Do you know how your father got here? And daddy, you walked out. He said, no. I will say something and I will offend some of you. It's about hard work. But just remind me. Just remind me. But you have to sit well when I say it. So you not fall. The economy of heaven does not recognize hard work. Hard work is a direct result of a curse. The issue of hard work didn't come in until Adam sinned against God. Let me show you a scripture. Are you still here? Everywhere is quiet too. I said everywhere is quiet. Church, are you still here? Okay, let me give you one scripture. Give me Ecclesiastes chapter 2, verse 26. Ecclesiastes 2, 26. I'm going back to my scripture, so this message is on wisdom and wealth. Do you have it? Oh goodness. Okay, turn your Bibles. Ecclesiastes chapter 2. Two verse what? 26. For God giveth to a man that is good in his sight. What does he give to him? Wisdom and knowledge. If God really is impressed with you, what does he give you? And what?
And joy.
But to the sinner, what does he give? Wait, I'm reading King James. What version are you? What is good news saying? What does it give to the sinner?
Work.
Earning.
And savings.
Hey. Say, Pastor, you need to understand. Out of every 100 naira, I save 10 naira. That's your Bible. In case what she's reading is not in your own Bible, you need to bring out your Bible and confirm. Let's read it again. He said, but to the sinner he giveth travail. Do you know what travail is? To labor. you will, it's not just labor, but it's not God approved labor. So you are sweating, you are not seeing the result. The word travail there speaks to what? Dissipation of energy without commensurate result. Come on, say God forbid. Look at what the scripture says. It says to gather and to heap up. Is it on your screen? He said to gather. God gives them travail. What is that? To gather, you labor, bring it up. Then they will tell you, somebody is sick, bring the money. Come on, say God forbid. Some of you will remember as I'm speaking now that you've not had any savings because you're always sending money to some people. Sometimes you need to learn to say no. Because we didn't get here by spending money. We got here by being diligent. The hand of the diligent shall be a rule. There are some of you, you have never deprived yourself of anything. If your eye sees it, you go for it. Your ambitions are not so wide and big. They are just things around food. Okay, we went somewhere yesterday, Abby. We were talking to Pastor Tina. We went somewhere yesterday. They gave us a property in this church for 500 million. Beside Maryland Moore. Cash. They don't want it. They want cash. Just half a billion. See, the perspective is different. Now, if you didn't make provision, I didn't say you should not save, but if you didn't make provision for what, under the Holy Spirit, what you can spend and what you can't spend, then you are now in trouble. There are people who, the devourer that was planted around their life, women. There's no woman that comes to them crying that they do not help. Including family members. So as long as that is your challenge, you will never be wealthy. Because even the heavens, even God and Satan agree that you cannot be rich. Because you don't know how to say no. See what God gives to a sinner. Travail. Hard work. You have to reject it. There's something that is called smart money concept. Go and research it. Smart money. Smart work. Not hard work. Smart work. Okay. Some of you are still not there. You are used to analog and I'm trying to take you to digital, so no problem. Stay with me. Go back to Genesis 2 quickly. Now look at this scripture. In the day that the Lord made the heavens and the earth and the heavens, give me verse 5 quickly. Let me show you something here. And every plant, slow down, and every plant of the field, what's the next word? What's the next word? What's the next word? Before it was ever in the earth. God identified, created, built a system for plantation. But if you look at the earth, as at that moment, there was nothing growing. Everything is first spiritual. Are you tracking? Everything is first spiritual. You are not permitted to lay hold on millions if you have not received it in your spirit. You don't know what to do with it. There are people who right now may be having a particular contract and they know or they feel that this contract may be ending, but they know they will not be stranded because somewhere in their spirit they've gone past the stage where any situation on earth will threaten them. They have mentally traveled. They have gone past the point where the absence of a job will now begin to threaten them because they've taken their life and their purposes and they've dropped it into the hands of God. They are not moved. It's a level. I said it's a level. You get there, you just know you're at peace. If this job closes, another one opens. They are not bothered. Some of them will tell you, I don't apply. They are the ones that look for me. It's a level. It's a level. You have to see it. That thing must happen to your spirit before you start experiencing it. It is not God's will for you to be a hustler. Being a hustler is not a kingdom lifestyle. It's not a kingdom lifestyle. 1, 2, 3, 7 things are the same. It is not God's will for you. The concept of hard work came up after Adam was thrown out. Are you still here? Give me that scripture, verse 5, quickly. I want to show you something. He said, before, and every plant of the field, before it was in the earth, and every herb, the herb there speaks of medicine. Every medicine before it, of the field, before it grew, for the Lord God had not caused it to rain upon the earth. Why? For there was no man to till the ground. God withheld rain because there was no man. God withheld a new season because he couldn't find a man that was qualified for it. God withheld your, oh God. See, sometimes we think we are waiting for God, but God is waiting for us. Abraham came to me about 4 years ago. He came to my house with Pastor Ose. Came with a very big book. Say, Pastor, these are the 12 businesses that I want to start, and I'm starting everything same day. I say, get out. 12 businesses? You? Untested? Untried? Do you know what it means to wait for a promise for years? And the only reason why you are still in that business is because God said stay there. Do you know what it means? You with this your small head, because you went to one leadership training, you came back with fantastic ideas. It doesn't work that way. The spiritual realm and the business realm will not respect you until you are tested. So I know what God said to me. Keep quiet. Sit down first. That's why in marriage, we have a lot of young unmarried people on social media giving marriage advice. That's why those of us who are married don't answer them. Because we know their time is coming. There are many people who are married who never knew and never thought their husband, who is a Christian, will beat them. But it has happened. So now they have the experience. So now they get confused initially, then they now process, then they're not like, okay, what do I do? So that the next day somebody else comes and says, my husband, they will tell us, sit down first. It's not the time for Rema, it's the time for experience. If you ask me, I don't know what to tell you because it has never happened to me, but I can show you from the word of God. But somebody who has received a blow, and in some cases it is the woman who beats the man. So in that kind of situation, the man who beats his wife cannot even advise you because his own experience is that he was beaten. Don't let anybody deceive you. Experience has its place in life. If you don't know how to receive presidents, leaders of nations, that's why they won't come to your place. That's why they won't come to your church. Because you don't know how to receive them. You don't give to a person at your level, you give at his level. Alright. Scripture. Look at this scripture. Now, this is chapter 2 of Genesis. As at chapter 1, man had been created. So this appears to be a backstory. Are you flowing now? Please, are you with me? I need you to be talking to me. I said, as at this point, they said God, there was no man. Which means this account, this particular verse predates Genesis 1:26. And sometimes it is not that there is nobody around. It's that there is a type of man God is looking for. There is a type of man God is looking for. There is a type of woman God wants to bless. And that man has specifications. When you buy a new system, you are interested in the specification. You are not interested in how sleeky. Sleek. In those days when we didn't know about laptop, we look, oh fine. It's very slim. We look at how slim are you. Oh, you just hold your laptop. You're like, wow. But right now, you'll be very foolish to buy a laptop simply because it's very sleek. There's something they are hiding from you. Ah, sir, this thing, we just... Oga, slow down. Let me see this persecution. If you know where to check yourself, you won't need to be listening to that junk man. You just go there and check. Okay, SSD, 1 terabyte. 2 gigram. Oga, take your... This one is not even laptop. Take your whatever this is and go away. But if you don't know, you just can come to church. Pastor is preaching your type. Then you know the thing starts freezing. Yomi, let me look at it. Yomi cannot do anything. This thing is not built for the kind of things you are trying to do. This is just for children to... What's that software they use for coding? That Scratch. You do Scratch on it. And then when my son was called, Daddy, I made the thing. It's called. I say, I'm fine, wonderful. In his mind, he's a programmer. He made the ball move from point A to point B. And for him, like, wow. For me, I'm looking at the reward. And I'm saying, young man, for your level, you may be good. But for what God wants to do, there is a type of man that God is interested in. So the question is not whether you are qualified. The question is, do you know the type of man God is looking for this role you are applying for? And God was willing to withhold rain until he found that man. God was willing. It wasn't the devil. Atabaya, Father, send rain. My daughter, we are looking for somebody. Can you be that person? In the case of Isaiah, God needed to visit him and ask a question. Who will go for us? Isaiah just had a vision. Do you know that kind of vision Isaiah had? If some of us had it, Cloud of Glory International Ministries, we will even wait to hear what God has to say. Your own is that you are in your room, you had a vision. That you had a vision and you saw angels doesn't mean God approves of you now. They might be there to tell you something important. Can you imagine? He saw the throne of God, he saw the cloud of glory, he saw God, and all they came to tell him was I was a sinner. That's all they did. The whole paparazzi was just to let him know, Oga, you are not doing well. But somebody had that experience. Oh my God. Last night I had an encounter. Oga, you better fire. This thing you say you saw, it's not complete though. You didn't wait for them to talk. You saw something, but you snapped out of it. You are a sinner. The Lord say you are a sinner. How can I be a sinner when I saw the cloud of glory? My brother, your journey is far. It's far. So the first thing we need to identify this morning is the fact that there's a requirement specification for the type of person God prepares for stupendous wealth. There's a requirement. Now the word till in that scripture, give me that scripture. There was not a man found to till the ground. The word till there is the word management. That's one of the interpretations. It means to dress. It means to manage. So there are, no matter how anointed you are, there are levels God will not allow you get to, because you require management skills. That's why even in organizations, they pay management staff better than technical staff or higher. Because one wrong management decision can sink a company. You may be good at what you do, but a wrong decision made can change the trajectory of a company and they start making losses. A man posted, I will not mention his name, very popular abroad. He laughed at the idea of an iPhone. He laughed and tweeted it. Why would I want to use a phone without a keyboard? That's what he typed. Because in those days, the phones that were popular had keypads, Nokia, and you know, all the rest, BlackBerry. The guy just couldn't imagine why would I have a keypad on the screen? And he laughed and tweeted it. Years later, he posted something, and on the, you know, at the tweet showed sent from my iPhone. You cannot fight innovation. You can blend with it. You can adjust with it. So it is not, in those days when I was growing up as a Christian, the church spent its time talking about women perming their hair and doing Jerry Curl. In fact, in those days, I used to fry my hair. Some of you were not, you didn't know me then. That's why my hair here, if you look closely, it's as if it has, eh? How do you say it in English? Oti Jewole? Is receding, because in those days my mom would take me to the saloon and they would make my hair like what's that guy's name, Michael Jackson. And that's the way, if you saw me on the street, I had mirror, I had comb, I had everything in my bag. I may forget my school book, but those other ones are there. And you dare not touch my hair. I worshipped my hair. I don't go to male saloons. I go to, you see, the devil has been on my case for so long. I would have probably ended up gay. Because that's how it starts. Yeah. You sit down. My dad was like, why would you take your son? Like, I didn't know how powerful my mom was. It's now that when I look back, I realize my mom was so powerful. My dad couldn't do anything about it. Oh yeah, let's go. Take me to. The Lord is merciful. So now, I always tell the Baba to just find a way around here. Because after years, the air has refused to come back. So there says, oh Lord have mercy. Verse 6. So because there was a gap, what did the Lord do? He would send mist out of the earth. Now, what is the purpose of rain? Rain is supposed to enable plantations to grow, life, provision of food. It's supposed to become, to initiate the process for famine. Huh? And famine there means, well, there will be food, there will be prosperity. But because there was a gap, what did God do? He allowed a mist from within the earth, the waters that were already in the ground, to rise up to what? To water the face of the ground. It was a stop gap. There are some blessings many of us are experiencing now that are stop gaps. They are not the idea. Those are not the things the Lord himself has prepared. So the only way you would get to the point where the Lord actually has prepared something for you is to keep growing. Because there are levels that only open to growth. They don't open to prayer. Give me that scripture. Come on, say, I need to grow to touch where the Lord has prepared. Now, as at this, I told you this is a backstory. Originally, what would have worked was that God would have released rain, and he would have been able to initiate the first process for the prosperity of mankind, which itself was the creation of man. But because there was no man, there was a vacuum that God himself could not bypass. So God allowed mist from the earth to rise. And when the ground was watered, give me verse 7, what happened? God used that mist from the earth to create man. This is the backstory to Genesis chapter 1. So, but when you reach chapter 1 and God made man in his own image, this is the back. There's the spiritual angle to that transaction. This is the literal physical angle as per the limitations on the earth as at that time that God had to find a way around. And that is why many times the Lord would, when we are not really catching on, the Lord will orchestrate certain experiences for us that are like project, I call them project mercy. God will just allow them like the mist of the earth. They will come around you. It will look like a testimony. But that's not God's best. God's best is actually to send rain. Because you can come to the church and say, I did not even pray. I didn't do anything. I just woke up and I saw this, I saw that. And people will shout, yeah, I claim it. But that's one in a thousand. What God wants to give to you is a system that can be replicated. So come on, say, I hear you. He says, now look at Genesis chapter 1. When you get home, chapter 1, chapter 2, you will find that God only created trees once. God only created one son for the earth. God created birds, one species, once. Then initiated the process for reproduction. That is how wealth grows and is sustained. Not by miracles. Yes. Miracles depend on the prerogative of God. But if you understand systems, if you understand that God made one species of a type of birds and told them, be fruitful and multiply. If they were created but they didn't wait to hear, be fruitful and multiply, they will be depending on God to add to their number. When the Lord put a business in your hand and say, my daughter, I'm putting this business, or I'm putting this tech skill in your hand, or I'm doing it, and you did not hear, be fruitful and multiply, you will write a certificate and you will pass. Then you will be waiting for God. When what God expects for you is to make full proof of your ministry. This thing in your hand, what is in your hand? The prophet asked the woman, what is in your house? We can start from somewhere. Somebody came to me recently in this church, and when he came, he told me all the problems. I mean, he's had so many problems, like life destructive problems. And as he just stood in front of me, I was just looking at him. All he was saying, God told me not to listen to him. That his problem is simple. And I said, God, what's wrong with this young man? The Lord said, he has only one problem. You see all those things he's saying? They are the fruit of a primary problem. And how many of you know that if we can trace the root of a problem, the breakthrough has started? But you know, the root of the problem might be something that you don't consider to be a problem. The Lord told me, the person standing before you is filled with the spirit of pride. And like I rejected Satan, I have rejected him. The person was in my office. And I said, young man, stop talking. Can I help you? Say yes. Will you listen? I say, most people that come to this my office, they don't listen to me. And I hope you can be different. He said, I will listen, sir. I say, God say you are proud. He said, hey. I say, yes, you. I said, do you want to argue or do you want to change? Because this is how you've been fighting all your life and you didn't make progress. You are here again now. I said, they have sent you to me and you're about to live here without a blessing. I said, will you argue or will you change? He kept quiet. It's not easy to look yourself in the mirror and realize that you have the roots of pride. There are certain things God cannot stand, like pride. He can't stand it. Anytime God sees pride, he goes for a kill. He can't stand it. He said, the proud man he knows from afar. He doesn't want to see him. He's a proud man. God just turns his back. There's nothing they are doing there. Standing with a proud man might even be a problem for you. Say, it's my friend. We are friends from childhood. Hello? There's no age mate in life. Only grace mate. If this man has a problem and you cannot fix the problem, you have no business being there. Jonathan died because he stayed with his father Saul. A man that God has condemned. If David had chosen to be emotional, to stand with Saul, he will also die. Don't be petty. There are men of God and there are people that we have seen. If you hang around them, even if they are not talking to you, things will start happening in your life. Like you may start getting offers and deals because of the environment, oh my God, that you find yourself. In the last 5 years that I've walked away from the bank industry, I know one of my greatest fear is that maybe things will be very bad for me after leaving the bank. But I took a risk on God. All right? I didn't realize how blessed I was until I went for a meeting last week with a branch manager of my bank. And when I sat down in her office, I looked at her. She said, I was meeting her for the first time. So we're having a meeting. She said, you were in this bank? She said, say you don't look like it. I smiled. I said, I can help you. I can help you. She said, you are the second person I've seen in all my career who left the bank, came back and was better. I said, oh, really? She said, every other person came back with curses and condemnation and depression and bitterness. And they were raining curses on the bank. So I gave my life 15 years, 20 years. I went away with nothing. I told her, I said, madam, before I left, I had 2 years to plan. I wasn't fired. I wasn't frustrated. The one whose government is on my shoulder said I should leave. I said I left the bank with a debt of about $500,000, because we had an accident. Oh, my wife's name. We had a major accident. I slept off on the road on Third Milan, and I hit one new model Jeep like that. It was just a scratch, but they said the scratch was $500,000. It was just a scratch, nothing broke. They say it's a sensor. Just a sensor. You have to be careful. You, those of you that like speeding, don't speed beside some cars. Go and look for pencil light and all those things that you can easily buy the spare parts. Don't be a hero. You want to drive past a 2024 Land Cruiser or something. You, my brother, even me, I won't be able to help you. I just dozed off. You know, it was like the sleep of death. Just 5 seconds. That, just before that Airtel signboard. So those of you who remember the Airtel signboard, just before we the sleep. Oh my God. Oh my God, that place is demonic. Something is happening. You are struggling. Every attempt to stay awake will make you sleep. The moment I hit the guy, the sleep cleared. And church was starting the next month. So we could only pay for one Sunday. But when we came for that, said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me. My wife and I, when the church started, we were in a very low place. $500,000 has had. So I'm telling you all of this because when I looked back, I remember when I was leaving the office, she was asking our staff members were coming to me, please sir, can you help us? And I didn't really see myself as somebody who could really help her, but I now realize that I had grown. It's the environment around you that will let you know your status, that I had grown. They weren't asking me for money, they were asking for opportunity. So what am I saying to you? You can no longer lie to yourself. You must ask yourself, what kind of man will the Lord require me to be? What kind of person will he have me be in this season? It's not, that has nothing to do with how you feel. You know, last Sunday I told you that I may end up being the governor of this state. You know, I said it, and some of you just laughed. It's okay. Okay. It's okay. And I won't campaign. I won't campaign. Something just happened. You just say I'm the deputy governor. You just hear it. And I'll still come and preach on Sunday, and I'll come on Tuesday. Okay. Some of you say it doesn't mean anything, it's just a position. It's just, you know, it's not no big deal. It doesn't, it's because some of you have already seen it as an achievement. It's not an achievement. It's just an opportunity to serve. So, what did you hear so far? There's a kind of man I need to be. Yeah. Nobody will make that. You will sit with God and identify that type of person. Listen to me. It is, this point is so significant to the kind of systems you will build around yourself. The moment you know, God wants me to evolve from being a business owner to being an entrepreneur. The moment that occurs to you, you now realize there has to be a change in the way your business is organized. As a Christian, you have to deal with issues of pricing. You have to deal with the issue of service delivery. You have to deal with the issue of timeliness. How quickly can I deliver this product or this project? How can I deliver this item without stories? Can I automate any of these processes? You have to deal with it, because you, as long as you are the one sitting at the ticking off all the boxes, you are not an entrepreneur. You are just somebody with a shop online. Who are your clients? Everybody is not my client, even as a pastor. I cannot be everybody's pastor, no matter how hard I try. Because some people, they don't have problems. You understand? And they speak a lot of English. And some of us are not so educated. So I cannot be your pastor if you are always speaking through your nose, because even this English I'm speaking now is not good enough for the British man, especially if you are from Birmingham and all those, you know, they don't understand what I'm saying, and I don't understand them. Be careful of Birmingham. Their English is not the same as the world. Or if you go to Scotland or Ireland, don't just go and say good morning. They don't understand what you're saying. You have to slow down and be talking slowly. Say good morning. Okay, it's supposed to be a stretch. Okay, the T is supposed to be silent. They will just begin to judge you. So don't go there and say I'm from Nigeria. They don't put you back on the plane and send you back to Lagos. You have to build systems. You have to evolve. What kind of people are you sent to? If the Lord gives us 3 governors as members of this church today, can I pastor them? So those are the questions you ask yourself. And you begin to build yourself under the radar of God's word to the point that God will say, I have some commissioners in this state that are born again. I'm sending them to you so that they can be pastored. Not that you meet one governor, you are always on your knees. Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. No anointing, no decorum, no nothing. They will never receive you in your office. Come on, say, I need to build systems. That was the story of Genesis chapter 1. Building systems. And you can also build systems for wealth. If you are working in a bank, it's fantastic. But that doesn't have to be all your story. There's nothing wrong with being in the bank. But you must understand the career leg of your profession. My wife was working in a bank, and her boss said to her, can you allow me to train you? My wife didn't know there was any training to be had because she's good at what she does. But a woman who didn't look like it said to her, if you humble yourself, I will train you. My wife didn't know there was that department she was placing, that there was a career line along that path. She just like saying, I'm in procurement. You are in procurement, but you are not aware there's a career line for procurement. For you, it's just a job. And it was on the strength of that woman's help that my wife got exposed, and where she is today is by virtue of that conversation. The Lord may want to train you. He doesn't have to use Christians. Hello? Yes. The Lord, he doesn't have to use Christians. But you should be humble enough to know the Lord has sent this man. Yes. And stop saying he's not born again. Are you there to check his spiritual status or to learn? You can't be in the office and all you see around are the things that are not working. So why are you being paid to observe? If you have observed a problem, that means you can solve it or take a step. Nobody celebrates effort. We celebrate result. Pastor, I tried. You have not done it. Everybody is trying. The man on the street is trying. But whether people can trust you to part with their money, knowing that I have never seen this man, but I trust you. You must build the relationship capital. There was somebody here I was trying to do something for. No. Somebody elsewhere I was trying to do something for. And it required the person to part with some money. But the person didn't know me. But the person knew somebody in this church. And the person called that person and said, sorry, this particular person. He said, if he's the one, give him everything. And that was it. Now imagine the person sent me that money and then I switched off my phone. Build systems, build capital, relationships. Relationships can be very powerful. Some of you look at yourself here now because all of us are at one level, and you fail to realize that these people in this room are the movers and shakers of the next 10 years. So you want to now be close to Remi Lekun when she's not a director general. It doesn't work. I said to one of my friends, you know, and it's better for us to just be playing and smiling, but let's not tell ourselves the truth. I said to one of my friends, I said, you're almost 50. Is this what you want to do with your life? older than I am. But I sat in there. I said, at your age. He was the one who called me. It was his credit I was using to insult him. I said, you are 45, 47. I said, I see you online. I see all the things you are doing. I said, is this what you have chosen for yourself? He said, I'm just using it to while away stress. I said, who cares about your stress? It's just like somebody say, I wrote a book about my life experience. We don't care. We don't care. How you jump the river, we don't care. People don't care about your experience. People don't care. People don't care about how you suffered. People don't care about how you are to hustle to become a graduate. People are asking only one question. Is there anything in this story that benefits me? That's what people are asking. That's all. People don't care about your face. Can you deliver? And can you deliver now? Do you have something in your hand that if it comes upon me can change my story? There is nobody here that is disadvantaged. You have to learn how to build relationships. Don't play around. Don't look down at anybody. The people that are sitting beside you are going to be the movers of shakers of this nation 10 years, 15 years from now. And we will not all be spiritual at the same level. So know where people are and relate to them there. Your only assignment in this world can't be about who knows God and who does not know God. Huh? You are not the military police of the church. Hey. Okay. Let me do this in 15 minutes. The Bible says in Proverbs chapter 23, 4 and 5, labor not to be rich. Are you here? Are you here? It's in the Bible, no? See all the hustlers here. They are in this verse. All the hustlers I know in the world, they are here. Running about, trying to be what? Trying to be what? To be rich. What is the express commandment of scripture? Labor not. Give me Amplified, if you have Amplified or any other beautiful translation there. Quickly. Labor. Don't labor. Weary not yourself to be rich. Because the attempt to be rich means you have subscribed to another type of wisdom. And that wisdom is not godly. If you want to marry a man, one of the wrongest things to do is to marry him based on his financial status. You know what the scripture says? Give me this the fifth verse. It says, will you set your eyes upon wealth when suddenly it is gone? For riches certainly do what? They develop wings. You know, when you met that man, he was wingless. The money looked like it was not going to be exhausted. This guy is handsome. He looks like he has a future. Huh? You don't marry a man because it's on television or because he has social media following. You marry him because he has vision. The Bible says, for riches. What's the next word? Certainly, it is the nature of money to develop wings. They set a trap for you, waiting for you to relax and say, my hands have gotten me this wealth. We know who we are in this industry. When we were younger, 1985, 86, there were some rich men then. That, in fact, there was a particular man we used to buy his notebooks. He sells books. It was his books we took to school. You know, some of those books, they use their names. So when you want to buy those textbooks or those notebooks, you mention the man's name. Way back, it's not like what they do today. We'll buy the books, Abanik. You will see some of those names. Onward. Those are businesses owned by people. I don't know where those people are right now. I believe they are alive. But riches certainly do what? They develop wings and they fly away. If you make a destiny decision based on the kind of financial resources that person has, you have made a grave mistake. The Bible says wisdom is far from you. Riches is the reward for obedience, for productivity. And a lot of Christians are playing. If you think you are going to make anything out of life without commensurate sacrifice, when you pray, God gives you revelation. What you do with it is a different matter. Come on, are you here? Are you here? I need you guys to follow me, and I want you to go back, have a meeting with yourself. You remember when we started this message, I said there was a requirement for a type of man. Now I'm telling you the type of man we are looking for. He's not a man that pursues riches. Those people are so wealthy, they are so filled with God. I hope you know that in this part of the world, if you take away money and prosperity, most people will not be Christians again. So, does that mean we have believed the wrong gospel? Answer me. If 60% or 70% of those in church today, we stop going to church, if the matter of blessing is removed, do you think they believed in the wrong gospel? The wrong Jesus? Which means they were not saved. In Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 23, the scripture says, in all labor there is profit. There is a phase of your life where you may not really have the word of the Lord per se. But the requirement of God will be for you to even be productive. Go out, do anything. Just go and do anything. You will learn. Listen. Whether you are serving Satan or serving God or serving yourself, the Bible says in all labor, there is profit. But the kind of profit is what we are talking about now. See, let me tell you. You must not be found to be at the same level twice. The way this world works, it will not forgive you. The system is designed to only reward those who are always moving. Are you here? Are you here? So I told myself, I said, once my son is done with SS3, I'm going to put him in a project management class. He has not gone to university. I'll put him in a project management class, depending on his field, and I will train him myself. At least I can start from what I know. Because in all labor, there is profit. The next 20, 25 years is for people who can do critical thinking. Not for people waiting for salary. The next 20 years is for those who can do critical thinking. Not for those who are waiting for salary. You must be able to start a business and watch it thrive like a plant. Watch it thrive. My sister, if somebody gives you $100 million, what would you do with it? If you have to think twice, oh God. Femi, where is Femi? He has run away. Femi, somebody gives you $100 million now. What are you going to do now? Now. Just talk to me.
I'm investing.
Invest, be specific.
I'm investing in my wife's business.
What is your wife's business? So, how will you invest $100 million? John, talk to me. No. I can assure you, you will not do any of those things you just mentioned, because they were not premeditated. You didn't plan it. You didn't have the plan before now. But you mentioned those things because they are things you've already heard and you know. John, talk to me. You see, I need you to, as I'm talking now, I told you cannot get anything in the spirit realm if you don't register it in your spirit. What I am doing now is I am selling a transaction to you, and I want the heavens to recognize. Please talk to me. What is the cost implication of that plan? Why will you spend 20 million if what you are providing is a solution? You already have everything on your system and the ideas in your head. Why do you need 20 million?
Okay, so I need 20 million because of, firstly, I need to get the defenses down.
The what?
The physical equipment.
Why do you want to use your money to bring in products that you will use if you can add that bill to your client's bill and they pay?
For it to go to my...
I am trying to tell you, you don't need that 20 million yet.
Okay.
If the person believes in you and knows you can do the job, that bill will go to them. Talk to me.
Okay, so for my clients to get...
What kind of business are we talking about?
We are talking about IT business. That's physical.
What aspect?
Hardware,
what aspect?
Hardware. System hardware.
System
and,
hardware.
Yes, and
now, I'm asking a question. If I give you a contract of 100 million and let's assume you deliver, what is the possibility that you can get that kind of business at least once every 3 months?
Okay, so the possibility is that at every single period of time in Nigeria now, as of today, every industry is shifting from a physical or analogical mode of doing business into digital. So
now,
we are already investing.
I agree with you, but your business hangs on one thing. The fact that people trust you and they are willing to do business with you,
yes.
Which means the money you are going to make is tied to people's interest. Are we clear?
Yes.
Now, what I'm saying to you, you have a wife, you have 2 children. You need to be able to make serious money without sweating. Eh? I'm talking about smart money. Something you can do that whether people like you or they don't like you, it doesn't affect you. Thank you, John. Who has a better idea? Talk to me. I don't talk to me. Quickly. Let's talk. Let's drive this thing home. Because I want you to go. We are here in Rema. I want you to go home and clear out your space. Talk to me.
Yeah, so I'll buy FGN bond.
Now you are talking.
A long dated one, maybe 2053. And the coupon on it is 15.7%, which means that I'll be earning 15.7 million naira yearly on that particular.
15.7 million.
Yes.
Yearly.
Yes.
Now divided by 12. What's that? By 12
that's
months.
About one point something.
No, I need a figure because I want to talk to the people who are hearing this. Please, 15? No. Okay, let's say 1.2 million. Now, let me ask you a question. For those of us who are here, does it make a lot of sense to make 1.2 million for not doing anything? Do you know that if you really have a ministry, you will know that day? Now that you are not obligated. I listened to a woman this morning. We belong to the same financial group. And she said, I've been in this digital space for about 10 years now. She says, I don't know what it means to wake up very early and go to work. So it's alien to me. But an average person in Lagos, when do they get up to go to the island? 4:30, 5. Somebody is in Lagos and the person says, I took a risk and I decided to go into investments so that I don't have to wake up. You see, when I wake up, I take my time and I pray. Do you understand that language? I take my time and I pray to my God because I have automated my system for becoming wealthy. Please talk to me. 1.2 million. Good start. 1.3.
Yeah, so by ending that.
Right now, do you spend 1.3 a month on yourself? Your monthly expenses. Now, let's assume you are married. Do you think both of you spend 1.3?
No.
Does it make a lot of sense to invest in other people's business that are like this FGM bond or mutual funds? Does it make a lot more sense than starting from scratch.
Yes, it's better to do that. So I was going to say that
there's nothing wrong. Some people are called to start.
Yes.
Please don't get me wrong. I'm trying to open your mind to some other aspects, because some of you were not called to start. You are called to work with others.
Yes.
Talk to me.
So I was going to say that because it's a 2053 bond, that means that I'll be earning 15 million for like 19 years or 20. I'm trying to calculate.
Thereabout, yeah.
Then at the end of 2053, I'll still receive my 100 million back, which I can put into another FGM bond.
Meanwhile, thank you very much. Because she's very prudent, and she will not tell any of us she's earning 15 million. It's only God and maybe the pastor, because you know me, I don't know how to. No, I won't even know what's there. But right now we need 500 million. No. I'm not joking. We need 500 million. I need to buy that property and move out of it. It's twice this size anyway. So you will get that 100 million. So that I can also get my own money. Hallelujah. Now, how did I stumble on it? Because I ran into a man. So if I mention his name, some of you know him here. I ran into a man who had about 35 million in mutual funds. And every month, the bank pays him 510,000. It doesn't go out. Half a million. With, they even send letter every month thanking him. So at 70 million, what is he earning?
1 million.
Hold on. At 70 million, he's earning over a million. Eh? So let's assume, round it up to 100 million. And he's earning 1.3. Eh? Now he has 100 million. He will be paid that money every month. So that guy is earning somewhere between 100 million in mutual funds every month. If as at 35 million is earning 500, that means at 70 million is earning like a little over a million. Huh? So that means if you say 100 million, just round it up, and then he has 100 million, is any times 10 of that. What you need is the first major break. The first major breakthrough. That major breakthrough is the one we have to contend for, because for that door to open, you need spiritual forces to answer you. Are you with me? This is where we want to pray now. We are getting to where we want to pray now. Huh? I said we are getting to where we want to pray. I said for that. How many of you know Adam's wife didn't have a job?
Yeah. And the people are shouting 50-50.
Please, I want you. Hello. Are you tracking? The only job Adam's wife had was to remain pretty. Don't be excited yet. We have caused problem. Can we raise our 500 million now? Now, calm down. I know the women will be happy. I didn't come for you today. Now, calm down. We want to share the grace. We want to share the grace. I just made a statement. It's in the Bible. Huh? Why was Eve not under any pressure? Huh? There were four rivers that flowed into Eden. One of it was gold. One of it represented agriculture. Those are the... Okay, let me leave that one till next week. Eh? So that we will now talk about the places God expects you to put your investment in. Like agri, like gold. Huh? The value of gold has never dropped. We got married for a few years, and I was with Pastor Chintok over somewhere around Friday, and people came with guns. pointed at our heads. Chintok was just coming from the airport. He had just preached in church here. Took his bags, all the new clothes he had. Took our wedding rings. That ring cost about 60,000 or 50 when we got married, right? Do you know that the value, when we try to get a new wedding, this one, this is also gold, from Kano or somewhere. Was it Kano? Huh? Dubai. The value, the women won't forget. We just wear the thing. But do you know that the value, we noticed the value had not dropped. It had actually slightly appreciated. So all these places where you have been putting your effort, do we call it gold or brass? Gold or metal? Because sometimes this thing is a mind thing. God is not the one fighting your prosperity, but your idea is too weak for him to bless. If you are working in a place and they ask you one question, why should we give you senior management level? Straight, right there. You got to be able to tell us. One answer. I will push your sales. Currently we are 200 million. I will push it to 500 million. Bam. No effort. We want result. Can you do it? Yes. Throw away that man. Give her the seat. You may have a good product, but if you are very poor in sales, you are not going anywhere. You don't know how to market. Huh? We are all in the selling business. Don't be deceived. Wear suit. Who needs your suit? Speaking through your nose. Is this how we are going to sell this market? Talking through your nose. Listen, there was gold in that. There were four rivers that flowed. The four rivers made the Garden of Eden so blessed. If they didn't have to do anything, all they had to do was till the ground, manage it, manage the place. That was all God ever required, because whatever you manage will multiply. If you don't manage your relationship, it will scatter. If you don't manage your boss, manage the job you do, you just believe everybody is against you, you will suffer and God will be watching. Please, are you with me now? So this is not a prayer matter. The prayer equation in this matter is that there is a main door that must open. There is a door. The Paul talks about a door that was open to him, but the door was surrounded by many enemies. There is a major door. Once it opens to you, listen, the smaller doors will open by themselves. But many times we are not even aware what that door is. Many times, like TDJ said, we stumbled into it. It was just an opportunity, and we now realize, oh, this thing is actually so powerful. We didn't know. It was just something somebody told us. I have a friend that makes about $700 every month for not doing anything. He just trades the financial market, but he automates it, so he doesn't go there. So every day he makes like $30 every day. He doesn't do anything, just automates the process with an AI. The AI trades for him, makes minimal profit. At the end of the month, he has like $800 for doing nothing. No, there is a risk involved, so the risk is the work. Okay? But I'm just trying to tell you that we have moved from hard work to smart work. You have to sit with yourself and ask yourself, what I'm doing? If I lose this job, can I get a job in any other place? If you realize your industry is closed circuit, that you cannot fit into every place, you need to start thinking. That is where you will now understand the scripture. He giveth seed to the sower and bread to the... So which means the moment you realize that your industry will not sustain you, you must move to seed mode. Seed mode. Come on, say seed mode. You move to seed mode. These things are in the scriptures. This is why people are shouting Ephesians 1:3, for God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing. And they are not seeing the blessing, because they think the blessing is coming by prayer. No, open the book. Money follows value. The problem is not that people can give you something. They can. The problem is they are thinking if you actually worth that thing. That's the issue. People are asking themselves, is it worth it? It's not money. Because people are paying more for stupid things. People are changing their iPhone. They don't even know what they want to do with the phone. The phone only felt good for the first 3 days. Selling is not my thing. Okay, what do you think evangelists do? Give your life to Jesus Christ. It will change your life. What do you think that is? What do you think is, I am the way, the truth, and the life? If not, what do you think that is? We draw from your own wisdom. No man will give you what you are worth. We draw from your own wisdom. Follow Jesus. He will show you the way to inheritance. Inheritance. And inheritance is first of all spiritual. Let me close here and then we'll pray. There's a spiritual dimension to money. In fact, money is so important and powerful that Jesus didn't compare God to Satan. He compared God to mammon. That's how powerful money is. It's a spirit. There are people that will never backslide, no matter what Satan pushes their way, but money can derail them. So I realize that in my destiny, there are people I need to meet, and there are doors that must open. This is where the prayer is. Because those doors, only God can lead you there. And only Jesus can open those doors. Sometimes those doors will come like small information. Hi. It will just be like a tiny information. Boom. That is it. That is it. Come on, say, open my eyes, O Lord. Come on, say prophetically, open my eyes, O Lord. There are people you need to meet. There are people you need to talk to. Some of you can move. Do you know you can? Do you know you may be dealing in fashion, in clothes, but you can start charging in dollars? Do you know? You see, your mind has not registered it. That I told you, it will not happen until your spirit captures it. You have to see it. Somebody must be willing to gamble on you and say, let me try her. And that will be the door. You need one door to open. One. When you open, say, hey, you mean these people are your clients? Hey, come and work for us now. Because now, if this person can employ you, give you a contract, that means you are good. Meanwhile, that person only wanted to help you. And he gambled on you. I was having a chat with a real estate firm 3 days ago. I had done a presentation for them. And in my presentation, I didn't quote money. I just told them what I was going to do for them. But when they saw the presentation, the head of the human resource department said, we cannot pay this person. That was his immediate assessment. But I didn't talk about one naira in my presentation. So the junior HR person called me and said, sorry, you know this thing, we've been dragging it. In fact, I was almost being queried that why am I defending you? I don't know you from anywhere. I was just laughing. You know, when she finished speaking, I said to her, we are not putting money on the table. The question is, where do you see your organization in the next 5 years? That's what I'm asking. If you can answer that question, the money will be an issue. Somebody asks you a question. Mama, how much is this thing? You say 500 naira. But you can price, who? The person has not even said anything. It's like, the price is too high. You are the one beating down. What's wrong with you? Let the person talk now. It's 1.5, but we can take 200 naira. You took yourself to the boxing ring and you beat yourself silly. The opponent has not even thrown one punch. Can we go back home today? Because you see, we can receive all the blessings and prosperity and everything. But if you don't scale, if you don't rearrange yourself. Let me give you a good example. Who received the blessing that Isaac gave his son? Jacob, right? He blessed him and told him he would be great. Huh? What did Jacob do? What did Jacob do immediately? Talk to me. He left his father's house. Please, are you tracking? He got the blessing. Then he told himself, if I stay here, I won't get it. He left. You need to leave. Tell yourself you won't ask your mother for money again. That your brother that is always, he's still young, let him collect money. That your brother in Canada and Arizona that you're always sending emotional text message to. Auntie, if you see what is going on here now. Auntie. Stop sending messages. Stop sending happy new. I was so happy this month. A lot of people, did not send me happy new. I was so happy. I have to keep deleting messages. I was so happy. I told myself, just very few people. And these ones, they are not in this church. I was telling them, I said, don't send me happy new. Don't pray for me. Show me what you are selling. Show me what you are selling. We have rice. We have beans. We are selling shoes. Tell your customer what you can do for them. They stop praying. This is not a church. You are praying for your customer. What will they do with your prayer? What will they do with your prayer? What are you selling? Tell us. Can you do the work? We'll bring you now. You turn this office to a prayer room. They put you in the office with a commissioner. You can't even talk. You can't present. You can't do anything. You can't use PowerPoint. You can't hold the mouse. You can't really say, this is not the kind of laptop I use at home. Oh my God. 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 One shot. I didn't realize how much I had gone until I saw a manager saying, can you help me? A bank manager. Me, small me, that I'm looking for help. Me, looking for help. A manager said to me, please, can you help me? I'm stuck. I went to where our church, Access Bank, one of our branches, and they were messing up there. I just said, okay, can I see your manager? When she saw me, you have a sword. Please, call me. Sit down. Sir, you have another company? I say, yes. Yeah. Say, please, be calling me now. Don't call anybody. Say, in fact, there is something I want you to do for me. I saw your what you went on. Say, please take. I'm doing an MBA now. When I'm done, I'm coming to see you. I want to do this. I want to do that. I don't want to be a manager again. And I'm looking at the person talking. Husband is very rich. I've not said anything. Or she just like, have this word. Maybe she was looking at the balance in the account. I don't know what she saw. Say. People have their own way of accessing you. Now she's the one calling me every day. I had someone doing Providence Bank. I went to Access Bank. Somebody I didn't know from Providence Bank came. Say, hey, this is your customer. He needs to get something. Say, hey, sir, wait. Call somebody. Oh yeah, respond to that thing now. The customer is here. I just said, I'm funny enough. I have an account in Providence. You have an account? Please come. Took me. Gave me a seat in the office. I said, I'm not going to Providence. Come and sit down first. When you are in a room with knowledgeable people and you talk too much, your rating drops. When you speak, make sure you are speaking to the solution. Don't ever say this thing cannot work, especially if it was your boss that first said it. Somebody tracking now. Don't ever say, especially when your boss has said, this is the direction. Don't ever open your mouth and say, this thing cannot work. You're on your way out of that place. You can say, sir, beautiful idea. In addition, sir, we could also add this. Go and look at Nigeria. All the critics of Nigeria who were conductor and shouted that Nigeria was going down. They are now in Senate. They are in, what are they wearing? Agbada? You will not go anywhere being a critic. Either you make the idea better or you get out of that market. Nobody wants a critic. No woman even wants her husband to tell her she's getting old. Not to even talk of the one that we are in the market and we are selling something. No woman wants to hear that she's getting old, even though she knows. And no man wants to hear that he's not doing well. Why are you not like your mate? So How on earth do you think you are going to get favor from anybody by always being a naysayer? Let people know how wonderful they are. Let people know how brilliant they are. If you have to interject something, say, brilliant idea, Dayton. Brilliant idea. Do this. No, okay, sir, have you considered this? Have you? Be suggestive. Don't throw your weight around as if you are paying people's salary. There's a way to behave in the palace. Oh. If you are predictable, they will get you. Go and ask those in politics. If you are easily predictable, they will get you. And they will throw you out. They should not be seeing you like, okay, where is he? Where is she? Where is he? And you are making progress. And let me tell you, that everybody knows everybody. They know you can't steal, Pastor Tokwe. They know. They know. They have tried it. They know. They know what you stand for. They know what you stand for. They know those of us that speak in tongues and are rebellious. Even though they are not saying nothing. They know. This is the narrative we must change. Because listen, there's a type of man God will bless. There's a type of man. God will not bless you because you are praying. He will bless you because you meet the requirement that this one, if I lift her up, she will do well. She will assist people. She will build a church for me. She will spread the gospel. God is looking. God is looking. That's why you never hear Dangote open his mouth and talk against the church. Many pastors are his friends. You without your 20 MB, you want to correct the body of Christ on Facebook. This is how you have chosen to blow. This is how you've chosen your life, your destiny. So we need one door to open. Come on, say one door. And that is the door we are going. See, let me tell you. If you are in the realm of 50 million now, the next door can be 500 million.
Amen.
It's not a prayer, I'm telling you. So that door, you realize that you don't have what it takes to scale. You need what we call leverage. Oh. Who understands leverage here? Huh? You have 10 naira. Somebody now add 90 naira to make your money 100 naira. Which means you have the buying power of 100, not 10. But your money is how much?
10 naira.
So that leverage of 90 naira is what we call grace. Rise on your feet, let's pray. James, there's a client that God will give you. Eh? Eh? There's a client God will give you. You will enter rest. Please, this whole series is not, this whole series, and whatever I say to one, I say to, is, I'm not talking to small thinkers, I'm talking to righteous people who the Lord has decided to bless. Everybody I'm talking to right now is, I'm not talking to feed your greed. The purpose of wealth is to establish the covenant. What is God's covenant with Abraham? Through you shall all nations be blessed. How will he do it? In his money. Through prosperity shall the gospel what? Spread abroad. Our pastor that spoke this morning said he jumped on a truck to get to the crusade. If he had money, he wouldn't use a truck. Abi?
Yes.
I went to Anambra. We couldn't fly back after several outbreaks. Me and Charles, we were stuck. What do we do? We couldn't get out. We were looking around. All the flights canceled. Then I asked Charles, "Do we need an helicopter?" He said, "Pastor, if we can afford, let's buy." Or a small jet. Small plane, rather. These are some people shouted. GSM is not for everybody. It's for those who are doing business. You remember? In our time, our children, they will not drive cars. They will fly jet. Then they will play your message. And see how myopic you are. Because it's just a plane. It's just a plane. There's nothing to it. It's just a gadget. But your mind has not seen beyond it. So even God cannot give you. Because somewhere you heard 600 million as a lot of money. There's an idea God gives to you. You already know 100 million doesn't solve it. So what are you talking about? How can 100 million be the definition of wealth for you? The standard for wealth is the ownership of God. When God possesses your heart and has a hold over your soul, and he can tell you, go left and you go left, and you say, go right, I grab, and you have no emotional attachment to anything that is in naira and kobo, that's when you can call yourself a wealthy man. Money is just nothing. It's what God gives to people he loves. He said, what will you want me to do for you, Solomon? Say, give me wisdom. Say, wisdom? Only wisdom? Why do you want wisdom? So that I can lead your people right. Even the one you did not ask. Come on, say, even the one you did not ask. I will give to you. That is the realm that is called wealth. I want you to open your mouth this morning and pray.